Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to enter into the world of the paranormal with your hosts, Sherry Pang and Jason O'Fear. Explore with us the world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and Bigfoot. You can also call into the show at 215-383-3999 and join the discussion.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Paranormal Horizons. And this is Sherry. I'm one of the co-hosts, and my sidekick, Jason,
is here and is excited about our show tonight. You lined up a great guest, somebody I know pretty well. I'll go ahead and let you introduce her.
Okay. So tonight we're going to introduce Cherry Divine. And I always want to call her my name, which is Sherry, but her name is actually Cherry. And she is a channeler. And I don't know, Jason, have we had something about channeling before in our archives?
We have. We've had Cherry on before discussing channeling. And outside of having her as a guest, we've had 120 episodes. There may have been one or two, but not very many. So it's definitely something that we need to touch on again because it's been quite a long time. We need to kind of move away from the UFOs and ghosts a little bit and talk about channeling. It's interesting because when I was much younger, I was with a group of people, and every week we'd go and to this channeling session where this guy would channel this thing, and it was really, really interesting. So I have been personally exposed to it many, many years ago, and it's fascinating. You know, me being Mr. kind of skeptical, I'm still a little skeptical about it, but you know, it's a great subject to talk about, and I'm sure we're going to learn a lot more about it.
Yes, and also, too, if any of our viewers would like to come on and ask any questions or want to share their experiences, you're welcome to do that. And, Jason, what's the number right offhand?
Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, the number's 215-383-3999. That's 215-383-3999.
All right, great. We're going to bring Cherry on right now.
All righty.
Yay.
Cherry, hey.
Hello. How are you? Know, it is so cute. Neither of you realized when you had me muted, I could hear everything you say. And yes, Jason, I am accurate. Just to let you know.
Well, you know, it's we used to work together many years ago, and you know that line of work we used to work in. I'm open to the paranormal and the mysteries of the universe, and I'm sure there's things that we do not understand, but there's still that kind of investigative side of me that just wants to question everything.
Well, you know, that's it. Is for both of us, we both have the background in investigations and with that hard, cold fact. Yet we didn't realize that we were actually touching and tapping into our own abilities, the intuition, bringing in communication, that sort of thing all the time. I don't know about you, but I do know about me now that one of the things that I was doing is when people were, you know, all of a sudden it was time to check into somebody, I gravitated there, didn't know why I would need to look at that person. Or, you know, feeling around that they weren't telling quite the truth. People are using these type of abilities on a daily basis without being aware of it. And, you know, think about back when Jason and I worked together, we used to have to go in and talk to people and get them to admit to us things that they did, that they really didn't want to tell us. And so you would start on a line of conversation. And, you know, I did not know that we were also reading into that. And when people pulled their energy body back, then automatically we would know to switch tactics or topics. Again, this is what people do, and they're not understanding they do this day to day to day. Now, that's not channeling. That has to do with communications and And sorry, I've got little beings out, furry beings in the living room that want to make noise.
That's okay.
When you're on the phone, right?
Of course. They've been quiet for about 6 or 7 hours now.
They're like kids.
That's it.
So we're going to talk about the different channels. What is the difference between what you channel and the normal channel? What is the difference? You can explain that. And some of our viewers that are new to Paranormal Horizons, maybe you can explain very briefly, what is channeling, by the way?
Well, first of all, channeling is bringing in communications. I love to call it just communicating or being a spiritual translator. Now, I'm what's known as a conscious channel. I stay present as entities and energies come in and out of me to bring messages to people and guidance. And so, but you also have what's called a trance channel. Now, a trance channel steps outside of their body as an entity steps in and uses the body, the vessel, to be able to be present here in the physical world. I've had one experience with that type of event, and that was during a communication to my late husband. Anyway, for the most part, though, I bring communications in. People feel the energy shift because it will. You'll feel, and again, with a trance channel, you do feel a difference in the energy around the person or even in the room. For me, people will see the entities and energies. Some see them with their inner, the inner eye. Some people will see light shifting and changing with their visual eyes, the physical eyes, and you'll hear sounds, that sort of thing. And Jason, what's really interesting, because this show is about UFOs also, and so some of the beings that come in through me are beings from other planets, and these have been seen and just visibly to other people. But, channeling is just communicating. When somebody's doing mediumship, they're bringing in messages or channeling messages of the loved ones who crossed over. It's just an open doorway of communication.
When I was witnessing channeling, it was that the second one you talked about where the spirit takes over the body, and that was that was really, really interesting, and I don't remember the name of the person that he was channeling or spirit, but it was really fascinating because he would meditate for a second, and then his head would bob down, and then he'd start coming out with all these messages, and I find it personally intriguing. I find it also interesting that you can channel extraterrestrials. I'd love to hear more about that.
And the first time it was for me, I'll give a little bit of information about my background so that the viewers or the listeners know. And that is, I had been a person that did not trust, did not believe in anything. And as a matter of fact, you and I, Jason and I had, with some others, had conversations about UFOs. And I'm going, yeah, right. Even though I do have a memory of an actual experience with them when I was a child. And that came forward after my shift. But as it was, I went to a Reiki class. I never really had the full Reiki experience. Instead, during this class with I think there were 12 or 13 other people there, I did a complete shift and connected with my ancient energy.
Nice.
And that's it. It was just this very intense and it was kind of dramatic entry. I would have never believed I'd do something like that, but that's the way it went. And yeah, it was really interesting because people kept saying, oh my God, you channeled. And I knew that wasn't right. And what it was is I touched on I connected to an aspect of who I am. Everybody is more than what they perceive themselves to be. But mankind tends to put things outside of us. If they see something great and wonderful, they go, oh, it's outside of there, forgetting they're great and wonderful. You know, if you think about all of the infinite incarnations that we've had, you know, we're all so much more than what we believe we are. Anyway, so back to the, I kind of went off into a little jaunt there. But anyway, I was in California doing a workshop with a group of people. And I was staying with the angels. You know, my conversations would be about angels, guidance, bring in this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, that was safe because people already thought I had gone off the deep end a little bit. I was still working in the mainstream job at this time, and my boss even called me in, and she's going, Cherry, you need to calm it down a little bit. People are starting to worry about you. And so I didn't touch on the UFOs because that was just too bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, because people look at you funny. You can talk about an angel. Nobody bats an eyelash, you know, an eyebrow.
That's
or
true.
Nothing. They don't bat anything. But you say, an alien. Well, hey. So I'm standing in this group, and I'm talking, and a gentleman goes, hey, do you channel in aliens? And about this time, a sharp pain hit my right temple. My ear exploded with this very intense pitch. I mean, this tone was intense, and I kind of bent down and then put my hand up and said out loud, tone it down. That hurts instantaneously. It all went away, and I looked at the guy and go, well, I guess I do. So that was my stepping into, yes, let's bring in beings from other planets. I did a workshop in Ashland, Oregon, and I brought in a gray, and what's really, I take on the form. And so, you know, that's another part of how some people connect and communicate with, you know, how they come in. And you do, you physically shift. So that's some of my experiences.
Now,
what about
to the skeptic out there, you know, the listener that says, oh, you're just making it up. It's your imagination or it's some part of your subconscious. How does one validate information to know that is truly coming from an exterior source versus just something that's self-generated? Is that possible to do?
Well, you know, I think I would pick up my cell phone. I just tell them, pick up your cell phone and call outer space and just ask. No, that's being silly because there's a lot of this you cannot substantiate. And the reason is it's outside of the belief system of mankind. The information's coming in. And so, but when somebody's drawn to this, they're drawn to it for a purpose, to get the information. If they're skeptical and they're drawn to something, that is to bring them an eye-opening, an awareness. They may stay in that skeptic form and be led to another experience and another experience until their own awareness starts to expand. There's many things that happen in this world that will not fit in mankind's box. It just doesn't. It is not meant to. But how there's... when the information comes in, and this is a really key point for other people. So if you're listening right now and you're wondering if you channel, say somebody asks you a question, and all of a sudden you feel yourself kind of shift just a touch. And you might notice that you give an answer that is in a way that you normally do not talk, has information you weren't aware that you knew, and you may even find that the tone and it comes out is completely different than your normal voice. Again, mankind cannot always put their finger on the subtle shifts that occur during a message in a communication, but they are happening day to day to day. Now, how can they check this out? Well, if they'd stop and sit with themselves, they'd notice that there is a change in the energy field within the space they're sitting, within themselves and the one next to them. Again, heat will rise. They may find that parts of their mind are just a slightly askew. And then they'll walk off and go, I know I just heard something, but I'm not sure what I heard. So that's one of the ways. So there's communication that came in. Because it does. You'll notice that your body feels different. It might be in a very subtle way. Your mind might become just a little light feeling or a little fuzzy brain feeling when you're receiving information or in a space of actually a channeled message. Some people become even more attuned at that moment. They'll find themselves very, very aware, paying attention to everything. It's like everything becomes more amplified, more stark. And so, again, that's because there's a vibrational shift that they're connected to. But for the skeptic, you know, if you're going to be if people stay being skeptics, they're always going to find a way to dismantle whatever was said to them.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed your when that message came through, your voice changed a little bit. Is that typically what happens when the message comes through? Your voice alters?
Mine does, yes, and it'll have different tones and different sounds in it. And that's one of the things, and people will notice the difference in change. But, you know, Sherry and I were talking about how people could do this in their day-to-day life, how it could, actually benefit them. And they're already doing it. They don't notice it. For me, when this comes in, it's noticeable because I work with a very high energy. It's just who I am. But if people will pay attention, again, how many times has somebody come up and ask you a question, something that you weren't really sure of, but you found yourself all of a sudden going through a subtle shift, and then you give them the information, and you're walking away going, wow, I didn't even know I knew that. That's because you just channeled in information. Whether it
That's
became
amazing. Isn't that awesome? And you do a good job of it.
Well, thank you. And the thing is, you may be bringing the information from your own essence, bringing up a communication or a channeled message from your own essence or anything outside of it. People are becoming more and more aware, which is wonderful because people like me, it wasn't that long ago that nobody would have really... Well, they would have been talking behind their hands going, oh, my gosh, there's something wrong with that woman, you know, and shaking their heads. Now people are opening the door going, this is really not that unusual. It's the same with ghosts and, you know, all of the other paranormal.
Is there any, if somebody wanted to learn how to do that and kind of hone their skills, is there any danger to it? What if somebody, is it possible to channel a negative spirit or a negative entity? Because I imagine there has to be negative entities out there if there's good ones, you know, the whole duality thing. Is there any risks to it?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because that's a very valid question and a very good question. And that is because, yes, and see, I don't use negative and positive too much as I use lower vibrating and high vibrating energies. You know, we give it a good and bad, negative, positive, but energy is energy. And you do have those that when you look at what we call negative, all it is a very low vibrating energy. When you talk about one that's a positive or from the aspect of love, that's this vibrating frequency at the highest ranges. And yes, one of the things to do is when you choose to tap into communications, set an intention. And that intention is that you only communicate with those at the highest levels of love. And for me, you know, there are people who are channels and they'll give you a name of who they bring in. I have been told to only so that I don't put limits from mankind's perceptions around it, a consciousness of love. That allows any of those at the highest levels of love to come in and bring in the messages for whoever I'm with. So when you do choose to you know, connect with, put it out there. I only connect with those at the highest levels of love. Now, if you bring in a lower energy, you'll know it immediately, because that you'll have a feeling that does not feel good. You'll feel fear. You may feel nervousness, that sort of thing. But it's also important to remember you have the say over energies that connect with you. None can connect with you that do not have permission on some level. So if you bring in a fear-based or lower vibrating energy, and it's stepping into that point of personal power, opening your heart and saying, no, go back to whence you came until you raise your vibration to the levels of love. And just tell them to be gone. Because, yes, you can connect with. We have energies from all ranges.
Would we've talked to people about, like, possession. Would possession be kind of considered a negative or low energy channeling? I don't know.
Yes, it is. It's a, you're still, you know, we use the term channel when we're bringing in these messages, but when you have connected with a lower vibrating energy, or you are being possessed, because what's happening is you have an energy that's using your body. It's using your vessel. Again, it is a form of channeling, not one I choose to take part in, but yes, it is. And one of the things that I've seen this recently, and in places can hold energy, what we would call being possessed by an energy or an entity, and it can affect each and every person that goes into that area. If you're not in your awareness and you have a fear-based reality that's going on, they can. That's when what we call, you can call it demonic or whatever, energy, just a low energy. So all of a sudden they yelled in an angry energy, because you have angry energies out there, and connect with, and they can connect and attach to you, and you will find you have a complete personality change. That particular energy, if you are in a point of a low point, it can actually have more control over you than you have over yourself. But that's showing somebody who's going through some very traumatic events in their life, or they have emotional instabilities, a lot of fear-based reality. And the way I see it in my mind is see the person there and see their energy low, and then a dark form of energy connecting and holding on to them. And so kind of like you see in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it would be channeling. It would not be the type I would choose to do if, you know. And when this happens, people don't realize that they have the ability to not have that energy absorbed into their body, because it is, it's being absorbed in, it's connected to, and it has a consciousness, it has a reality, the person this is happening to, if they raise their vibrational rate, has the ability to negate the effects of it and also to disentangle from that entity or energy. And you just received channeling, but it sounded every day in the talking, but they were feeding me the words as I was telling you. So that's how easy channeling is.
So if somebody wants to learn how to harness or to draw in those good positive energies to channel, are there exercises? Would it be through meditation, or is it just simply as making a mental affirmation that, hey, I want to channel something? Is it that simple? Does it take practice to get good at it? What's the process for becoming adept at it?
Mankind always makes it so difficult, as if there has to be step by step by step by step, instead of saying, oh, you know, I choose to communicate today with a being that is at a higher level of love. So I open the doorway to that, the same as I would open the doorway and speak to my neighbor. And that is how easy it is. It is putting out the intention, yes. You are having those around you at all times, what you call your guides, your angels, those beings, the interdimensional travelers that are throughout the worlds. They are communicating with you at all times. It is only to open the mind and allow the communications to come in. Notice as we are speaking that there is a ripple effect of energy going on. You may be feeling slight tingles at this particular time. It is only the movement of energy. So give yourself permission to think outside of what you know. Put it out there today that you communicate with those at the highest levels of love, those that are here to assist you on your personal journey. Let it be fun. Let it be adventurous. Let joy and love come into your life. And you'll notice that we do not feel the same as the other that came in earlier or the other one that was just here a minute ago. It is not a hardship to be able to bring in communications. You are communicating at all times with many beings that you never see in this physical world. So allow the enjoyment of it. It does not have to be scary. It does not have to be hard. And there is no one manipulating you, for you are the creator of your reality. And you know that you have the ability to communicate outside of this particular reality. So there you go, kids. That's how you do it. Just open the door and let it be easy. You know, we make everything so hard.
I can tell the shift. Absolutely. When you just came out, it was amazing. I knew you were channeling because of the shift in your energy. It was quite different than who you are as a person, you know. It's really amazing.
One of my things I would love to do, because I'm like Jason in many ways. First of all, I'm not skeptic at all anymore. You know, at another time in my life, I would be. Now I'm just plain curious. And I would love to be able to be, you know, hooked up to something that you know, I showed the difference in energy and the frequencies as the various beings came in and out. I think that would be so much fun.
It would be.
Like showing your brain waves, like an EEG or something, you know, or to see if there's any
Jason,
changes.
That would be a way for skeptics to be able to see what's going on, to test it that way, scientifically. Now, that would be fun.
I think it's been done, actually, because somewhere in the back of my memory thinks. I know, it hasn't been done to you, but I'm trying to remember. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I remember seeing something about that and that there were changes in parts of the brain, but I don't remember the details, unfortunately.
What's really fun is if we were face-to-face, the first thing you would notice is the difference in my eyes. Because they do, they change, and people are all of a sudden just locked into them. But there is so much energy that goes back and forth, eye to eye. So, but you know, again, Sherry and I were talking about the usefulness of this in people's lives. When you open the door to higher consciousness, higher awareness, and you allow that skepticism to fall apart. Oh, I like that. Not just fall away; it gets to fall apart. And this is exactly what happened to me, is it is all of a sudden, even though life may not be easy, it may not become peachy keen, you know there's purpose to everything. Everything. You know there's a reason for it. And then you trust. You don't live in that space of having to know or holding on to something because you're worried or fearful. You're able to step up a little more and claim your life, and you trust more. You actually engage more with your life. You become more of a participant in your own life. You know, these are the benefits to opening up, not just to what we call channeling, but to your own abilities. Not everybody chooses the same abilities. None of us do it the same exact way. Yet when you step into the essence of who you are, it is so empowering.
I think it would make me nervous. Sometimes I believe, and I've mentioned it on the show before, ignorance is bliss. I think in part because I like to watch movies, so of course I'm watching – lots of horror movies, and nothing ever good comes from channeling energy when I base my experience on watching, you know, scary movies.
The thing is you're creating a reality by that. And so it's, you know, in years ago, prior to my shift, I loved Stephen King. I loved those scary things, you know, and I was drawn to these things. Once I shifted, I hardly can even be around those things because, one, they are, this is a way to keep people in a smaller form, not stepping into the fullness of their own essence, is that fear. There's a lot of propaganda that goes out and around, and it is for the idea of control. Think of how much of the UFO information, that's why my guys asked to be called interdimensional travelers, because if you say UFO or alien, there's so much propaganda that's been out and around about that, that people automatically start pulling into themselves. There's some people, not all people. They start going into fear, and that's not the case. If you think of all the worlds, it's been proven we have this universe and there's universes outside of this. In all of those worlds, there's other life. It would be silly to not think so, but to think they're all going to abduct and you know, dissect and all that, that's, you know, that's just fear. And a lot of the movies perpetuate the idea of fear, because if you keep people in fear, they never find their greatness. Did you notice that? If you stay in fear, you never find your own greatness. The woman, Sherry, and I were talking, and she said, how could this help people? How could allowing themselves to connect with or channel assist them? They would step into more awareness of who they are and the greatness of who they are, into the knowledge they are creating their world day by day, moment by moment, second by second. And if they have that knowledge, for those energies and entities that want to hold or suppress them, that would not work, now would it? So if you turn your mind away from the fear-based realities, and of course there are fear-based realities, and you can choose to live and move throughout those as well as you can realities that are filled with what you call love and enlightenment, which is the one that allows you to claim the most of who you are. And then you get to think, who is it that holds you back from that greatness? And there is that point also, that there are the beings themselves that hold themselves back, for they do not feel great. They only feel small. We are here to remind them there is no such thing as smallness, that life is here, and it is all great. So there you have it again. And I go in very easily. There's something about connecting with my ancient energy that I go in and out very easily. And it's, you know, it was really trying for my family at first, because I am who I am. Well, it was trying for me, trying to live within the reality of, you know, what everybody knew.
Mm-hmm. Now you,
Sherry,
you channel.
Do you find that you, when you have this ability, that when you're talking to your family, speaking of, that do you shift into that energy when you feel like you need to, or do you shut it down? How is that with your personal life, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, with the family and stuff, we do it a whole different way, and there was a lot of skepticism at first, and it scared the heck out of my husband. But now I have one daughter will, you know, call and say, hey, Mom, I haven't heard from Adam for a while, and he's doing this. Is he okay? And I'll look into it, but he don't go into the full channeling. And, you know, the grandkids make fun of me and all of this. And so it's very day-to-day here. You know, I have one daughter and her husband. They prefer that, you know, I go stay with them when I go to the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo up in Portland. Yeah, we're just normal family there. But when she was almost before she knew she was pregnant, I'm going, you're pregnant? And she's going, no. And I said, no, you're pregnant with a little girl. And she's going, no. And 2 days later, she calls me up to let me know she's pregnant. And then we argued until, well, not argue, but went back and forth about, I'm going, you're having a little girl? And she goes, no, I'm going to have a little boy. Until they actually had the ultrasound that showed, and she had a little girl. So
that's
we have
crazy.
Things like that happen, but for the most part, I'm, you know, we're just kind of normal. Now with friends, I've got a lot of my friends know exactly what I do, and they will be in talking, and they'll ask questions, and so I give them information. What's really funny, you guys, I'm walking the human experience with everybody else. And again, my husband, like I said a while ago, late husband, he passed, it'll be 4 years ago this month, so that throws me out in the dating field. You notice that? Yeah, everybody laugh right now. Anyway, so when people go, what do you do for a living? there's been those who've looked at me like I got, you know, like two heads or something, or one guy, I think he grabbed for his cross, and... Well, and then maybe if people become terrified, they're going, oh, my God, you probably know before I even tell you anything. I'm going, no, it's not an integrity to check into somebody unless they give you permission. Or one guy even said, well, what color socks am I wearing? And I was like, I don't care.
Or they're thinking that they think you're a fraud without even saying anything.
Oh my God! But it's day to day. But you know, what people don't realize is they're actually—I call it abilities. They're using their abilities day to day, but there many people are just not aware of it, and that includes the channeling. It may not come in the same way that I'm doing it, but. You know, I think of how many times prior to my awakening, I guess I'll call it, I gave information I had no clue I knew anything about. One of the earliest, you know, one of the biggest examples happened when I was like 21 or 22, and I had sat with a bunch of archaeology students. And one of the girls, because I wasn't in college and all of this, she was kind of talking down to me a lot, and I was feeling kind of dumb, and we're, you know, later we leave and we're walking in Seattle, and there's a skull in one of the store windows, and she goes, oh, there's a buffalo skull. And without thinking, I said, oh, no, that's a bison skull. And I had no clue about any of this. And she started to say something, and one of the other students stepped up and said, no, that is a bison's, you know, skull. You can look at this, this, and this. So, you know, this happens to people even when they do not know they're tapping into their own knowledge base, or one of their guides is helping them, or an angel, or, you know, or one of those alien people.
So... Now you channel what's referred to as the ancients, is that right?
Well, you know, we called them the ancients at first because when I connected to my ancient energy. And when I connected, it came in a very big way, and I kept saying, I am an ancient. So that got tied into me in saying, oh, because I tapped into the ancient. And so people started identifying with that. And so I went with it, wisdom of the ancients. And but they continue to say, we are a consciousness, a collective consciousness of love. But, you know, what is an ancient? Something that's very, very, very old. And this consciousness of love is very, very, very old. You know, it's been around forever. So
are these are high-level interdimensional beings?
Mm-hmm,
or
exactly.
How would we define what these entities are?
Well, you know, again, we as human beings put a label on something so we can identify. So we can hold it in her mind and see it. And so they use titles such as angels, ascended masters, the fairy realm, again, like I said, interdimensional travelers or UFOs, aliens. They come from many planets, many atmospheric ranges. They, you know, and then they'll show pure energy, nothing that's embodied. It's just this perfect energy, the purest energy of love. So when we hold it, you know, those who have crossed over, those that we love who crossed over, that is part of the communications, the travel, our channeling, that sort of thing. So when you look at this and you go to identify it, it encapsulates each and every being that's at the highest levels. Why would it be limited? Again, in mankind's trying to understand, they try to put it around and fit it into something which actually creates a limit. Yet if you look at the energy of love, it's an infinite energy. It is the all that is. And so these beings live at many levels of this energy of love. And of course you call them in. You call them in as if the angels. Think of Jesus, Buddha, all of those. And they are energies of love at the highest level. So there again, that would be, so when you're looking at, and you might notice it got a little warm, because what happens when you step up into that energy, the cellular rate starts to speed up. And as that occurs, you do become dehydrated, so it's good to have some water around. And but you will feel body warmth too. Okay?
Cool. Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying about, or what your channeling is saying about putting labels on things, because then it gives it limits, because that makes perfect sense to me. Because you're putting borders around something that quite possibly doesn't have any borders, that's infinite and omnipresent. So that makes sense.
Yeah, and it makes it when we look at things that way, it allows us to actually expand our awareness. It lets us dismantle the actual boxes we've put around things and, you know, the walls we've thrown up. It lets those fall or just collapse. And then we look at the infinite potentials that are there. And that's, Sherry, that's another good reason to look at connecting with the essence of who you are and to bring in, you know, messages from those that are at the higher levels, is it actually lets you dismantle the old walls and lets things collapse.
Makes sense.
Well, and one thing to know, though, is when you're channeling, and this is something to be aware of, and so everybody has their own process to go through. They have their own life experience. They have their own lessons. When you bring in communications, it goes through your filters. So if you're not doing your human work, your filters become cloudy. And so, and that's where the fear-based realities come in. It can, the messages may hold a higher meaning than what you're able to bring in. So always go through your process. Remember, you chose this experience. You chose the lessons that are in it. Be okay with being human in the human experience. Be okay with loving your shadows, but to look at them, because the clearer you are, the clearer your messages are.
And getting these entities to work with you, say if somebody has chronic health issues or maybe their life's not going the way they wanted, how can somebody harness or communicate with these entities and utilize them in a manner that can improve their daily lives? So is it possible to improve one's health?
Yes,
somehow
it is.
Communicating with
and
these
things? They're going to answer you in any way you will allow them into your world. So if you have ill health, yet say you're very skeptical, and you put
yeah,
it out
there.
Now, there you go. And you put it out there. It's like, you know, I'm going through this hard time. My physical body does not feel good. I am skeptical. But I'm really asking those who are here to assist me, those who are at the highest levels of love, to assist me. I, you know, now in finding how to heal what is going on with me, and it doesn't have to be that wordy. For whatever reason, as soon as you said that, Jason, I traveled over to you and started. Anyway, it doesn't have to be that. It's setting that intention. You're open. You're skeptical. Letting it be known. They're going to come in and assist you in any way that you will allow them. It may be by sparking a conversation that actually gives you information of somewhere to go for a certain chronic issue that you have, or maybe somebody will talk to you about an emotional experience you had that you had not healed and it's lodged in the body. All of a sudden you'll have these communications and this information, and you'll find at times when this is happening, you're paying closer attention. Okay, it's simple if we think about it, if we put it out there. I was having, you know, I've worn glasses all my life. Well, maybe not all my life, but since I was 7 years old. So I had either glasses or contacts. And so I put it out there, ask them for help. I asked them to send in information, but then I claimed it and put it out there. I now see without the aid of glasses or contacts. I see perfectly. And, you know, apparently I'm not ready to heal my body myself yet, but they sent a doctor in that says, oh, you've got cataracts. And so they popped in some lenses, took out my old lenses in my eyes, popped in new lenses, and now I see without the aid of glasses or contacts, except close-up. I still use readers, but for the most part. So any way you will allow it to come in, they'll work with you. So, yes, if you're willing, and it's just being willing, and if you don't pay attention the first time, they're going to send somebody else in, and then they're going to send somebody else in. And they're going to send another way in for you.
You know, I'm definitely willing. I'm falling apart. I mean, I'm skeptical, but, you know, if there's a chance of something to make myself feel better or just somebody out there in the world that doesn't feel well, you know, I kind of look at it as what's it going to hurt? I mean, as long as you're not channeling some sort of negative being and you make your intentions clear that you only want to connect with, you know, love in its highest form.
And so, and here, this is one of the things to do also is for you, and look at where the energies you've been exposed to. That's one of the first things they're saying. Look at some of the energies you have been exposed to, and your energy body was wide open. And so ask how many energies are you carrying with you, and then go ahead and let them go back to where they came from. So that is something to look at. Sensitive people walk around, you know, wide open without realizing it. And it can actually connect in their body and cause aches and pains. And another thing to remember is the body does not have the ability to create. The brain sends messages in. So when and one of the things that we do is when we have an ache or a pain, we tend to focus on it, and we're focusing energy on it. So it increases. Our thought goes to it. It increases that ache and pain. So when we're thinking about this, it's a matter of saying, okay, I know on the physical level I have an ache and pain, yet now I see it filled with light and my body healthy and whole. I move in perfection and with ease. You know, so it's also giving your body messages and be willing to, you know, to just, you put it out there, you're willing. So as you're, you know, you're going to allow your skepticism to fall aside. It's really interesting. You got some back issues going on, sweetie pie. So
I've got all sorts of issues, but yeah, I do have a back issue, but that's probably the least of my issues right now.
One that all of a sudden started coming in the strongest. And remember that every nerve in your body goes through the spinal column. So some of these other issues are in effect due to some of the other back issues that you have. But you don't want me to go into all of this right now with you, but you can give me a call and we can talk about it.
Yeah, I should.
Yes, you've only known me forever, but yes, you should. I feel as if I've dominated this show. You know, I'd love to have some more interaction. You guys got me going, and so I've been quiet all day, and so it's like yada, yada, yada going on here right now.
Well, you have before, and that's the reason why you're talking, is because it's time for you to be able to spread the messages and help other people that are listening right now. That's great.
So, you know, what is when some of your callers, what are they, or the people you talk to, what is it that you know, one of their number one questions?
Kind of just depends on what the topic is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, when they call in, depending, you know, if we have a psychic medium, of course, but they like to get readings and stuff like that. We don't have any callers right at this moment. But it really just usually questions pertaining or statements pertaining to whatever the topic is. That's why I try and think of some of the best, most common questions to ask you, because I think it addresses a lot of questions that are out there.
Bad. Wow. So, well, good, because I think we covered a bit. But, you know, can I announce something?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do my first big retreat in Hawaii in January of 2017. And the information's on my website, cherrydivine.com. It is going to be spectacular. And, yes, of course, there will be channeling.
Now, is this a retreat that you're hosting?
Yes, it is. I'm facilitating it with a wonderful woman named Vicki Pruitt, and she does TRE healing, and she also does astrology. And so we're going to go through and help move through issues that create body problems. Some of those old traumatic issues, but we're going to, you know, balance with love so that mankind tends to look at the negatives of life and forget to look at the joys and the love of life. So we'll be doing that. And then I have my own radio show called Something Brewing on Blog Talk Radio, also with Tracy Mahan, and it airs on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific. So there's my plug for me, kids.
Well, we have a few more minutes left. Do you have any questions, Sherry?
No, I don't. I've had my questions already answered, and she already, as a matter of fact, if I did have any questions, they were already answered with her talking about what she does. So I just wanted to make sure that our listeners or viewers that have not heard of channeling would go into it. Wow, this is really cool. We can all channel, just like we can all talk to dead people. And, you know, I think that is just a matter of, you know, being aware of it and, you know, having the discipline to be able to use it for the greatest good and with big responsibility.
Well, you know, and that's for the greatest good. When we allow ourselves to step into the fullness of who we are, the fear-based reality falls apart. All of a sudden, you're in the presence of love. And when you're in the presence of love, and that's when you're communicating with the higher energies, that's what you're in. You're in a presence of love. But you're actually at the true vibration, your true vibration. That's when you create a world that's much better to live in. It doesn't mean it's completely chaos free, but it's sure more than what we're creating right now.
And I do believe that one of the things I do believe, and I believe that there's some scientific evidence on like a subatomic level that we do create our own realities. We can physically, you know, manifest things into this world. And
we, you know, and we do it all the time. Whatever our belief is, you know, if I hold one belief, Sherry holds another belief, and you hold another. And we can all be thinking of the same thing, but we'll be holding it in the idea of our belief. We'll attract it in, but it'll be a totally different experience for all of us. But it'll because our realities are just that, our realities. So we're creating it every moment, and they have scientific proof of the energy that goes out from the mind, from the brain, and the energy that goes out attracts and creates through your thoughts, through your belief systems, through the old programs and tapes that are always at work in your brain, which is an idea. You're going, wow, you know, with this big computer I carry around my head. But what's even more amazing is science has now proven that there is in the heart, they look at the heart itself, the heart muscle, and there is a stronger vibration coming from the heart than there is from the brain. That heart actually sends messages up to the brain, but your heart sends out a stronger vibration and creates faster than your brain. So if you're wanting to bring in something that's really wonderful, take it to your heart. Jason, your aches, pains, and all of this, instead, just see yourself fully in the center of your heart chakra and see you vibrating in perfect health, and let the heart muscle send that message up to your brain and create that. But be willing. See, this is the thing people forget, is when this happens, those things that you have stuffed inside of you, those old memories, those old emotions that have compacted your vibrational body, start surfacing. And you're going to have some disruption in your life, but don't worry. Let it go through. Let it be what it is. Become an observer. Know you have all of your higher energies assisting you. They are sending you in messages. They are sending you in support. And then the next thing you know is you've created a wonderful, healthy body and a different reality.
I just want to have a perfect body and be a multi-millionaire living on my own tropical island.
Okay. There you go. Again, that's a reality. See, I love the tropical, and I like the body part. But, you know, here's the thing, you know, this money thing, we all think we got to hold on to it. It's energy. And if we allow it to come in, allow ourselves to use it for ourselves and then send it back out, it's an unending energy. Then we don't have to keep storehouses of it. You know, we don't have to be kind of, you know, those that's the focus. So I'm going to, you know what, Jason? You have this wonderfully perfect body. It's filled with absolute health. And you have your own tropical paradise and all of the money you need at any moment you need it. How about that?
Well, the universe does have an amazing way of providing.
It
and with that,
does.
I think we're just about out of time. And, Sherry, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, it's been a long time and very inspirational, some of the stuff you covered with channeling and all that. I want to ask all our listeners to check out CherryDivine.com, right?
Yes, that's it. It was much easier than the ancient speak. So, yes, it's CherryDivine.com.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on the show, and hopefully we can have you back down the road and we can talk a little bit more. I think it's a subject we could just go on forever about.
You know, we could, and I thank both of you so much. You're a wonderful host, and it's been so much fun.
Thank you for sharing. We appreciate you being on our show.
Well, it's like I said, it's great to be here. Thank you. So, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and I'll be tuning in more, too.
All righty. Well, thank you, Cherry, so much, and we will talk to you down the road.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care. All right.
All righty. Yeah, she is
Yay.
Great. Like we were saying, we go way back. She's a really great person, and it's really inspirational message to get out there that there are entities and out there that have our best interests in mind and that are helping and guiding us on a daily basis, whether or not we choose to acknowledge it or, you know, so those entities are out there, and maybe we all need to spend some more time utilizing those energies and connecting with them so that there can be some improvement in our lives.
Yes, very much so. We all can use that, that's for sure.
Yeah. So
anyway, this is another week gone by, and for those that are listening, thank you so much for your participation and support. We appreciate it. And next week we'll come up with another guest. So stay tuned and go ahead and follow us on Facebook on Paranormal Horizons. I'll come up with another guest for next week. But until then, take care.
You're the best guest getter. And with that, in the spirit of Halloween, I'll play a short little clip and wish everybody has a great week. And we'll be back next week at 8 p.m. West Coast time. And hope everybody, again, has a great week. And unless you have anything else.
Nope, we're not. Nothing else to speak of. But this month, for the rest of the month, we're talking about paranormal Halloween stuff. So it's going to be very exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. And go ahead and stay tuned. And thank you for your support again.
Good night, everyone.
Take care.
Like cat's eyes. As Jim Brand lay dying, his wife left him with his nurse and went into the next room to rest. She sat in the dark, staring into the night. Suddenly, Mrs. Brand saw headlights come rapidly up the driveway. Oh, no, she thought. I don't want visitors now, not now. But it wasn't a car bringing a visitor. It was an old hearse with maybe a half dozen small men hanging from the sides. At least that's what it looked like. The hearse screeched to a stop. The men jumped off and stared up at her, their eyes glowing with a soft yellow light, like cat's eyes. She watched with horror as they disappeared into the house. An instant later, they were back, lifting something into the hearse. Then they drove off at high speed, wheels squealing, the gravel in the driveway flying in all directions. At that moment, the nurse came in to say that Jim Brand had died.